Welcome to the News Corp EU Open podcast on the 4th of December 2025. Asia Pac stocks were mostly higher following the positive momentum from Wall Street, where all major indices rose amid a weaker dollar and softer yields, though gains were capped amid a quiet calendar. Dollar-yen paired gains after hawkish BOJ sources via Reuters suggested the central bank is likely to raise interest rates in December. US stocks advanced throughout the session, led by the Russell 2000, while most sectors gained with strength in energy and financials. Though tech and utilities lagged, futures were initially pressured after reports suggested Microsoft was cutting AI software quotas, but equities rebounded once Microsoft denied the story. The S&P 500 closed up 0.30%, NASDAQ 100 gained 0.20%, Dow Jones rose 0.86%, and Russell 2000 climbed 1.91%. On trade, US President Trump said they will either let the USMCA expire or work out another deal with Mexico and Canada. The US paused plans to sanction China's spy agency to maintain the trade truce and is reportedly preparing a high-level meeting to decide whether to grant Nvidia licenses to export the H200 chip to China, according to FT. Nvidia's CEO Huang said he met with Trump and supports export controls but noted they cannot degrade chips sold to China and is unsure if China would accept the H200. In Asia-Pac trade, markets followed Wall Street's strength. The ASX 200 edged higher with materials and resources leading gains. The Nikkei topped 50,000 as tech momentum continued, and the Hang Seng and Shanghai comp were mixed amid weakness in autos and another liquidity drain by the PBOC. PBOC Governor Pan reiterated that China must maintain prudent monetary policy and avoid excessive adjustments. In the FX space, the dollar index steadied after recent losses amid expectations of a more dovish Fed chair. The euro held most of its gains as Lagarde said growth should benefit from resilient household spending and a stronger labor market, while cable eased slightly after outperforming yesterday. Dollar-yen briefly recovered before pairing gains on hawkish BOJ signals relating to a December hike. Antipodeans were steady amid limited data and a weaker yuan fix. In fixed income, treasuries were subdued after mixed US data, while German debt was flat ahead of Eurozone retail sales. Japanese debt fell on increased bets for a December BOJ rate hike, with yields reaching multi-decade highs before stabilizing briefly after a 30-year auction. Crude prices held steady after choppy trade, supported by positive but inconclusive remarks from US and Russian officials. Gold was range-bound near $4,200 per ounce as the dollar steadied, while copper extended gains and Shanghai's most active contract hit a record high. Bitcoin stalled near $94,000. Chinese President Xi told French President Macron that China and France should uphold multilateralism, expand investment, and deepen cooperation in airspace and nuclear energy. On geopolitics, Trump said his meeting with Russian President Putin, Special Envoy Witkoff, and Kushner was reasonably good and that Putin wants to end the war. A White House official said the US and Russia had a thorough, productive meeting, with follow-up talks planned with Ukrainian representatives. Venezuela's President Maduro said he recently spoke with Trump and that dialogue between the countries is progressing respectfully. Looking ahead, highlights include Swedish CPIF, Eurozone retail sales, US Challenger layoffs, jobless claims, Revelio public labor statistics, Chicago Fed labor market indicators, durable goods, factory orders, Atlanta Fed GDP, BOE, DMP. Speakers include BOE's Mann, ECB's Lane, Cipollone and De Guindos, Fed's Bowman, supply from Spain, France and UK, earnings from Kroger and Dollar General. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.